we continue with our look at the life of Joseph, and we come to Genesis 46, beginning at verse 31. And at the times these events occurred, the world is in a severe famine, which of course was sovereignly controlled by God. And the famine was so economically severe that the entire world was forced to go to Egypt to buy food. In fact, the famine reached a peak level that people ran out of both food and money. And when God's people purpose to obey him and stay faithful to him, God will personally care for and bless his people regardless of the surrounding threatening circumstances. God's promise to supply all of our needs is not contingent upon the economy, but our faithfulness. Jesus Christ did not say all things would be added to us if the economy was stable. What he said was, if we would seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things would be added. And so Moses wanted God's people to see these two very important themes, that God will give his care and blessing and promotion to his faithful people, regardless of potential problems and opposition. And so look with me at Genesis 46. Joseph said to his brothers and his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh and will say to him, my brothers and my father's household who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all they have. And when Pharaoh calls you and says, what is your occupation? You shall say, your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. So Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, my father and my brothers with their flocks and herds and all that they possess have come from the land of Canaan. They are now in the land of Goshen. And from among his brothers, he took five men and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds as our fathers were. They said to Pharaoh, we have come to sojourn in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. And now please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them settle in the land of Goshen. And if you know any able men among them, put them in charge of my livestock. So after the tears had been shed, after Israel had spoken, it was now Joseph's turn. And Joseph was a wise leader who knew of potential problems and who was logical and political. So let's recall that when Pharaoh told Joseph to have his family come to Egypt from Canaan, he told them to leave everything behind. However, as we saw last time, when Jacob finally decided to move, he left nothing and brought everything. And Jacob's family owned many different kinds of animals, including cows and mules and goats and camels. He also owned a large number of sheep, and in fact, he owned flocks of them. And so when Jacob brought all of these to Egypt, Joseph became very concerned because shepherds were an abomination to them. The word loathsome, literally abomination, speaks of something considered abominable, detestable, horrible, and shameful. This particular word is used in the religious sense, and more likely the reason for this is because Satan was well aware that ever since Cain and Abel, the only way to get right with God was through a sheep sacrifice. And by moving the Egyptian religious leaders to hate shepherds, he was able to keep the entire Egyptian world from the one type of sacrifice that would bring one into a proper relationship with God. So Joseph was well aware of this, and he specifically told his brothers that when Pharaoh called them and would ask them about their occupation, they would say keepers of livestock. They were to stress that they were cattlemen, not shepherds. Joseph himself would tell Pharaoh that his brothers were shepherds, but he would quickly qualify it by emphasizing the livestock element. Joseph went to Pharaoh and informed him that his father and brothers had arrived from Canaan and were now in Goshen. Five of his brothers went with him and presented them to Pharaoh. When Pharaoh asked them their occupation, they really botched the answer. We're not told what was going through Joseph's mind, but Pharaoh turned to Joseph and told him to give him the best in Goshen and promoted the capable men to be rulers over his own cattle. God turned Pharaoh's mind not only to accept shepherds, but promote them. And then we see that God will give his blessings to those who are generous to his faithful family. Look at this beginning at verse 7. Then Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and stood him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of my life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. Then Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them permission in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food according to the number of their dependents. So we see here that Jacob pronounces two blessings on Pharaoh, one when arriving and one when leaving. Pharaoh commanded that Jacob and his family were to have the best land, and when the rest of the world was starving, Pharaoh was prospering. Clear back in Genesis 12, verse 3, God made a promise to Abraham and his family, "I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse." And what we are actually seeing here is a literal fulfillment of this promise. Pharaoh was concerned about Israel's age. He was informed that he is 130. Jacob classified his days as being few and evil when compared to his forefathers. Abraham, Jacob's grandfather, had lived to be 175 years, and Isaac, Jacob's father, lived to be 180. Jacob was open and honest with Pharaoh, and the remaining 17 years of his life would be greatly enjoyed and blessed by God. The section ends with Joseph providing for his family. This particular Hebrew word means that Joseph held up, sustained, protected, and provided for his family. And while the rest of the world was experiencing a severe famine, God's family was enjoying a feast. And in these days of worldly and economic uncertainty, those faithful to God can always depend on Him. Seek Him first, and He will add many things to their life. Think about that as a young person, and trust in the Lord.